is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. We're going to take a look at the NBA card for tonight and this weekend. A couple of really good matchups tonight between the Suns and the Kings. Before we get to that matchup, though, the whole Devin Booker narrative against the Lakers, he actually had a good game, but the Suns lost. So I think we were all right. Remember, I thought he would have a good game, but you guys were like, no, the whole Bad Bunny, or Jake was saying the Bad Bunny, he's kind of soft and the Bad Bunny thing will be in his head, but he had 33 points.
But that was contingent on them being courtside, right? That whole angle.
Correct.
Yes. Which he was not, I assume, because I feel like I would have heard about it.
I don't know that we didn't get that deep on it. Yeah. We're gonna,
it would have been all, if they were, it would have been all over.
Would have been everywhere.
We would have seen it.
That's true. I was going to say for the
sake of narrative, let's just say they were, but I think we would have heard about it if they were.
Mm-hmm. Just heckling him? That would be so mean.
Or now, Spin Zone, next home Suns game. Are they courtside for that game? Go to his house. That'd be crazy.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I'd respect that so much.
You would?
Ooh.
Wow. Going to Phoenix.
Yes, that is hater of the year energy right there. That'd be awesome.
But that's playoffs, they should show up.
But you turn it on them, and Devin Booker tells the house DJ to play a Bad Bunny song every time he's got the ball walking up the court. Reverse it.
That ain't happening.
Wouldn't that be more in favor of Bad Bunny, though?
Yes, you would think, but...
Paul, I'm struggling to see where you're going with this one.
This would be Paul's walk-up music.
When I went out to lunch with a former Broncos coach, he was saying when they beat the Seahawks, or when they lost to the Seahawks, sorry, remember that game? He got booed in Seattle. He said that the Seahawks locker room was blasting Future songs.
Oh, yeah. Sure. You got it.
Hater of the year energy. That's awesome.
I love that. Good move by the Seahawks there.
Love me some Seahawks this year.
Paul had Bad Bunny as his walk-up music for softball for the two games he played.
That's why he got hit in the face. Yeah. He was in the outfield singing Bad Bunny. Wasn't paying attention.
Are you going to run it back? We need some content this summer. Are you going to run it back?
I got a bad wheel, man. I got like weeks of rehab ahead of me. Like, no.
You getting ready for the season?
I'm considering representing BetQL Daily.
Let's do it.
Considering.
Who asked? Did Shane ask you?
No, I'm just going to tell him I'll play.
You should. You've got to. It'll be so good.
Listen, I got a kickball team to run too. It's a maybe right now.
And you've got Lapka, your buddy there. I mean, come on. Like, he's going to be making his return from his injury after being a tryhard softball guy.
Actually, everyone I know that joins this team ends up injured. Maybe I won't join this team.
No, you should.
Fair warning,
my car again.
Fair warning.
Did you guys see Shane's thirst trap last night he posted on Instagram?
Who's?
Shane's. He's in Vegas.
Thirst trap for who?
It's not a thirst trap. It's him wearing all black, like always, with the big beard. I mean, there's no thirst trap. There's no skin.
He did a mirror pic and said he was underdressed.
Someone replied, "Today I learned Shane isn't bald," and I laughed so hard.
Wow.
Why would people assume that?
I don't know. I guess because he's always wearing a hat and he has the side shaved.
He gives off bald energy.
He has the sides shaved, so I don't know, but it was really funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
If there's any chance of a softball run back happening, we need two squads. Like, having 25 people there, getting a couple innings of a run, two at-bats, not cutting it.
This is Paul's grievance of playing time is coming out here during March Madness.
Just saying.
Remember when you were batting fourth in the lineup? That was awesome.
Yeah, for a day.
We thought he was good.
I thought I was good too. that didn't go so well. I got to turn back the clock.
I wouldn't say it didn't go so well. I mean, Everybody makes errors, but he showed up twice, so, you know, it's like, wait.
Right.
I'm out. Forget this. All right. So for the Suns game tonight, Durant's out, Ayton's out. They are actually 3-0 when Durant is out there. He was tweeting about March Madness last night, actually, giving Noel a lot of props. Sacramento, 4.5-point favorites against Booker and just Booker. They most recently played, what was that? That was like a week or so ago. The Kings won by 9. Okay. Would you lay it? Suns have lost 5 of 6.
I think so. Kings at home. Both these teams have lost 2 games heading into this one, too. So they both desperately, excuse me, I may need to get some water. I'm dying.
I watched the SVP video last night, and like my voice just started to go. Yours is going. Like, what is going on here? Everyone's losing their
voices. SVP video?
I'm back.
He had to get through a sports. He just totally lost his voice, like mid-show, mid-highlight, just gone.
He's by himself.
That's not a
brutal. Well, yeah, he's got Steve there. But yeah.
But was he sitting there? Was Steve sitting there? Sometimes he isn't.
Yeah, I mean, he was like off in his little producer booth set, like at the corner of the studio. But yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't next to him.
Yeah. By the way, Gertsch defending bald energy. Gertsch is bald. FYI. For those that don't
famously.
That would explain the comments. I get the Kings play there. That makes sense. You know, two teams playing very well, though. Phoenix and Golden State. This Warriors number is out to 6, 6.5. Are we going too far here? I mean, this is a red-hot Sixers team. We know they're going across the country, and the Warriors are great at home. It's an interesting spot because, obviously, Embiid going for the MVP. Now, how is his health? Did we get final word on his status for this game?
I mean, that's a big question. Are his props up?
So it was expected to play was the most recent one after the game. Let's see. So he talked yesterday.
They listed him as questionable yesterday.
Doc unconcerned. Embiid, like I always say, it's about the it's all about the playoffs.
Yeah, I saw that.
I get healthy. Yeah. If it feels good, of course I want to play, but if it's not right, then we're not going to figure it out. Seems very 50-50 at best.
So that would explain this line of 6. Some spots have 6.5, and there's a possibility that Harden is also out because he was listed as questionable. So, I mean, what does this line get to if it's Embiid and Harden both out? It could be way out there. And you've got the Warriors coming back home after a 5-game trip. Their issue has been road games. They just won 2 in a row on the road. So it could be all Golden State in this spot.
Yeah, I think this would just have to be a stay away with all the injury stuff up in the air at this point. I mean, lean Golden State, but if, you know, you do get Embiid, then I think the Sixers are intriguing, but you really don't know. I've got to say he's not going to play. If he's trying to if they need him healthy for the playoffs, why push him out there for this game?
100%. Like what is the upside of playing? Like going cross country playing this game. Yeah.
Are we reading too much into it, or does that comment give us something for the last not even month, last couple weeks on if you should do anything for MVP? He's the favorite. If they're going to take it easy, and let's say, what do they have left? 2, 4, 6. They got 10 games left. What if he sits half of them? You think he's your MVP?
No.
Well, I think the door is open. The door is open. And look, and if you're, I assume he wants like to play in, like they got Golden State, Phoenix, Denver on the road right now. Friday, Saturday, Monday. If you're going to play in one game, it's against Jokic, right?
Win that. I mean, look at these. Look at the possibilities that you have here. So Durant's not going to be back for the next game. Is that right? The Phoenix one? But he could go against Jokic, Luka, Giannis, Boston and Miami are back-to-back TNT games. So it's there. It's there for him. where he could just take over national TV, just a big spot. There are a couple NBA TV games, including tonight. So that's interesting. But if they're going to take this and say, hey, it's all about the playoffs, who cares about this right now? Maybe we'll see it flip again.
If Embiid doesn't play, I kind of want to go 10x on a Sabonis triple-double.
Well.
Oh, so I'm thinking of the wrong game.
Triple.
I'm an idiot. But I am thinking about a Sabonis triple-double. I was thinking they're playing each other for a second. My bad.
But okay, but are you thinking about it in their game?
For who?
Sabonis.
Yeah. Against the Suns?
A triple or a double-double?
Triple. The double-double is like minus 1,000.
Jeez. 1,000? I knew it was high, but that's crazy.
Yeah, triple-double. Oh, really quick, did you hear this weird report about LeBron? There was multiple reports that he's going to return for the final season, right? So LeBron tweets out, listen to this tweet. There wasn't an evaluation today, and there hasn't been any target date for my return. I'm just working around the clock every day, 3 times a day, to give myself the best chance of coming back full strength, whenever that is. God bless y'all, sources. I speak for myself. So basically, he's turning down reports that he's coming back anytime soon. Is this weird? I just think it's weird. What is the motive here?
I just think players are sick of reporters.
It seems like media is getting called out left and right this week about reports like Lamar's doing it. Doesn't it seem like it's kind of been a trend? More and more people are just shooting down report, or players are shooting down reports.
Especially in this league. This is the league where player empowerment, we see guys like Draymond, they want to control the message. I mean, this is where we are. We get what we get, and players are like, no, you're wrong. There's no such thing as an insider. So a lot of them must really hate Woj.
Yeah, well, I mean, Lamar's doing it too about this guy who's apparently negotiating on his behalf. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Isaac Trotter from 24/7 and CBS Sports next on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.